Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 6, Text Number 1. The Progeny of the Daughters of Daksha. Sri Sukubacha. Tata pratetaso sixth yam anunita sarambhava shastim sandhanayam asa tuhitri pitri vatsala. Sisukubhacha tata pratetaso saktyam anunita swayambhuva shasting sandhanayam asa tuhitri pitri vatsalaha. Tata pratetaso siktyam anunita swayambhuva anunita swayambhuva sastim sandhanayam asa tuhitri pitri vatsala. Sisukubhacha Sisukubhacha Sukubhacha. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, Tata, after that incident, Pratetasa Daksha Anikshyam, in his wife named Akshni. Anunita, pacified. Swayambhu, by Lord Brahma. Shastim 60. Sandanayam Asa begot to hit three daughters. Pitri Vatsala, all very affectionate to their father. Translation, Sri Sukadev Goswami said, my dear king, thereafter, at the request of Lord Brahma, Prajapati Daksha, who was known as Prachetasa, begot 60 daughters in the womb of his wife, Asikshni. Although the daughters were very affectionate toward, all the daughters were very affectionate toward their father. Okay, responsibly please. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, my dear king, thereafter, at the request of Lord Brahma, Prajapati Daksha, who is known as Prachetasa, begot 60 daughters in the womb of his wife, Asikshni. All the daughters were very affectionate toward their father. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. After the incidents concerning the loss of his many sons, Daksha repented his misunderstanding with Narada Muni. Lord Brahma then saw Daksha and instructed him to beget children again. Okay? So if you don't succeed the first time, you try again. This time, Daksha was very cautious to beget female children instead of male children, so that Narada Muni would not disturb them by urging them to accept the renounced order. Females are not meant for the renounced order of life. They should be faithful to their good husbands. For if a husband is competent for liberation, his wife will also achieve liberation with him. As stated in the Shastra, the results of a husband's pious activities are shared by his wife. Therefore, a woman's duty is to be very chaste and faithful to her husband. Then, without separate endeavor, she will share in all the profit the husband earns. Om Aganachamandasya Ganandana Salakaya Chakshun Milita Nena Tasmai Sigurave Namaha Samaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvase Shishunyavadi Paschatade Satarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Rama Rama Hare Hare. I have a request to make. After the class is over, please, no loaded questions. Okay? Thank you very much. So, a purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada. Did I read it already? Yeah. Okay, see? I'm faulty. Okay? So, there's a very contentious issue in this purport. Did everyone hear it? Okay. It's kind of like I have to leave off where I left off in my last class when I gave class on Rome Nomi. And I kind of put my foot in my mouth that time. So just as Daksha, he decided that he wasn't going to try to have sons again. He used his intelligence, or actually Lord Rama used his intelligence and instructed Prajapati Daksha to have women as children this time, because Narada Muni wouldn't bother them. He, as a very obedient son, listened to his father and had 60 daughters. Okay? So, first of all, I want to bring up the point that Daksha repented his misunderstanding. Okay? Now, in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described that Maharaj Parikshit burned up in the fire of repentance the sinful reaction for garlanding the sage with a snake. I mean, you can't get too much more offensive than that. I mean, there's offense with the body, there's offense with the mind, the words, and then the mind. Okay? So with the mind is not so serious, and with words, it's medium serious. But when you do something physical to somebody, you're getting down to being downright obnoxious. So, he had, by words, offended, Daksha had offended, this devotee here. And he repented for doing that. So it's described, he got free. So he didn't carry on. He had learned his lesson. I mean, now I'm not sure, because the Bhagavatam is not always chronological. So it seems to me that he learned his lesson, because in the fourth canto, he really got angry at Lord Shiva, and he lost his head. I mean, he literally lost his head. I mean, not only figuratively, but literally. And his head was replaced by that of a goat. So this, I do recall, this is a different, it's the same personality, but he had died and then he was reborn. And he had some realization from that instance and stayed true to his father's order and had daughters. And at the same time, he was feeling really bad that he had offended, made an offense against a devotee, Narada Muni. So then, that's the first point in the purport. So now in the purport, females, they're not meant for the renounced order. They should be faithful to their good husbands. Now that means good husbands. That is stated by Srila Prabhupada. In a purport, in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 21st chapter, there's a 27th shloka, that the selection of a good husband for a good girl is entrusted to the parents. Okay? Because if a woman chooses her own husband, there is a very prominent possibility that she will do it wrong. She will have her priorities mixed up. It's described that women become attracted to men by what they speak. So a man may say so many things about a woman, and I know because I used to fundraise, and if you just simply lie through your teeth and call a very, on the material sense, not so attractive woman beautiful, you, it's described that you have control over that woman. And there is quite a good chance you're going to get some money out of them, because they will like you very much, even though it is a downright lie. So, and the men, so they get attracted to women through the ears. And the men, they get attracted to the women through the eyes. So, what is more advanced? Good question. Also, it's described here that the women, you know, they're less intelligent. Okay? Is intelligence a spiritual quality or a material quality? Okay? It's quite a good possibility that because of having a material quality of being more intelligent of a woman, that a man may kind of abuse a woman and consider himself superior to the woman because he has more intelligence than she does. But in actuality, the husband may be less spiritually elevated than the woman. Bhumira pondalo bayu kamana buddhrevacha ankara vimudhatma kartaham. No. Bhumira pondalo bayu kamana buddhrevacha ankaram itiyame bina prakritarastada. Okay, I caught myself, you know, making a mistake, and Gita Nagri very nicely helped me out. Thank you. So this earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, these are my separated material qualities. So you can have more intelligence, but how do we gauge spiritual intelligence, spiritual advancement in life? By how much we're attracted to Krishna. So, in our movement, we have almost 50 years, okay, in ISKCON. Who has fallen down and broken the four regulative principles more, the men or the women? You know, they both have, but my experience is that the women do a little better than the men in this regard, especially with this fourth regulative principle, which I'm sure everybody can figure out what it is. So, and it's described that one can, like there's a barometer of how to judge oneself how advanced they are in spiritual life by two things: how detached they are from material sense gratification, and how attached they are to Krishna. So in this pastime, in the pastime in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Devahuti is paired up with Kardama Muni. And she's from a very wealthy and prominent Kshatriya family. And he is from Lord Brahma, he's a Brahmin. He's from a Brahmana family, okay? And he was very, very spiritually inclined. But at the same time, when he had performed his austerities for 10,000 years and propitiated by these austerities, Lord Vishnu had appeared personally before him. He, after glorifying Lord Vishnu extensively, requested Lord Vishnu to please give him a good wife. Okay? Whereas Devahuti, there's no mention of her doing that. There's no mention of her. It's described in Vedic culture that a woman, she worships Lord Shiva to get a good husband. But as everybody knows, Lord Shiva is like, he doesn't have a lot of money. Okay? He doesn't have a nice house to live in. And, he puts ash all over his body. And it's described that one worships Lord Shiva if one wants a good husband, because she wants a husband like him. So this is quite an advanced platform to worship a personality that you want to get a husband like him, and he doesn't have any money, he doesn't have a house, and the ashes, they probably don't smell very well because a lot of times they're from dead bodies. So, quite a detached platform. But still, women are not meant for the renounced order. Okay? Even though they can sometimes, and many times, are more detached than a man. So there's material detachment and there is spiritual detachment. Okay? And, of course, we know what is higher between matter and spirit. We just read that sloka, or cited that sloka. This material is not on such a high level. Okay? So, how am I doing so far, ladies? I'm trying to make you feel better about the purport, okay, because I didn't do a so good job on Ram Nomi. Some women were kind of like, walked away, feeling greatly discouraged and saying what I said wasn't very practical, okay? So I'm trying to make it up to you. So, what to do if your parents aren't very cultured? Like, we're kind of in this category, generally speaking. There's a few devotees here who come from very cultured backgrounds with very good training. And I have to say they're most likely born in India. Okay? And the Western world is practically, there's no culture, especially America, where I'm from. We just grow up being encouraged by our peers, by our example, our parents, and elderly people, to be very uncultured, which includes the prerogative of how to choose a good wife or a good husband. So, where I'm from, if you don't have a girlfriend by the time you're in like high school, if you've never had a girlfriend, I mean, I don't. It's a good possibility that people won't want to be your friend because they may think that you're actually a third gender. So it's a possibility that you're going to be devoid of friends. So every single living entity, they want to be accepted by others because we are social beings, and we require the association of others. So where I'm from, if you haven't had a girlfriend and people shun you, you're in serious trouble because you're going to be it's a good possibility you're going to be very, very lonely. Okay? Because, you just don't have it together in life. You might be a third gender or whatever. So it's against the culture. It's not only that Americans don't have any culture, which culture generally means that you can grow, okay? Just like in the laboratories, one who has a job of like research and to fight cancer, they culture different diseases and different things that have some life and let them grow and then test them to see if a living entity, if they put it with the culture of cancer, that if it causes the cancer cells, because they're living entities, to die. Okay, very, very simple. So we have Prabhupada's definition of culture is good culture. But we have culture, but it's very, very, very bad from the Western countries. And by nature, we are very habitual. So the men, also the women, they have the same culture. The boys go from one girlfriend to the next because, you just don't know how to go about, the association with a woman when you're very young. You don't know if you're from an uncultured place that you have to speak very nicely to them. And the women, they don't know because they haven't heard that they shouldn't go after a man because he's handsome. And because he may be a good football player or something like that. So the tendency is for a beautiful woman to seek after a very beautiful man. And a lot of times they're quite, they fail. And so then they go after one man after the next, over and over again with this prerogative of being handsome or having a lot of money, and then actually feel kind of let down and not satisfied. Okay? Because these prerogatives for a good husband, they're not mentioned in the Shastra, and we should see through the eyes of Shastra. The Western countries are like blind. They don't know. Pravittim cha, nirvittim cha, janana vidara sara, nasocham, You're not clean. I mean, in the Western countries, it's not necessarily true that when you get up in the morning, you take a bath. It's like many times you don't. And you might even wear the same underwear that you wore the day before. Nasocham napi chachado, you don't have proper behavior. Nasocham, you don't have truth, you know, or proper behavior. So, you know, you got some serious problems. And this is, all these things are attributed to demons. So the fact of the matter is we're born in from the West, we're born in demoniac culture. And if you're have a birth in India from a cultured family, you don't have these things. So a man, it's changing now because they look to the West. And instead of following Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, they follow the West. So that's changing here in India. But still, you can find some cultured families in India. And if you're from a cultured family, I mean, you may not drive very well. You may be very pushy, because if you're not pushy in India on the road or the sidewalk, you're just going to get left behind, and you're not going to get to your place of destination, you know, after a long period of time. So they might not appear to be very cultured, and they may come to Mayapur and run after the ghee lamp and knock people down that are in their way. Okay? But they're from very nice, that's a symptom that, wow, they're very eager to get the remnants of something that was offered to Krishna. So that's a very advanced soul. So when I get pushed and I get shoved, not including the ghee lamp, but just in general, I used to get really upset and say, God, these people just don't know how to act properly, you know. But now I see, well, I'm making it crowded for them just as much as they're making it crowded for me. So I just like learn to actually appreciate when there's a push and shove match in the temple on Gaur Purnim or Jaipataka Maharaj's appearance day, and times like this. And say, wow, these people are enthusiastic, and that is one of the symptoms of a spiritually, it's favorable for spiritual advancement. Okay, so we can look at things from different angles. And we can look at the quote unquote woman's issue from different angles of vision also. And not be bogged down by thinking, okay, and then offending women by thinking them less spiritually advanced when they by nature are maybe, not necessarily true, less materially advanced. So we have to adjust our thinking. And actually in Vedic culture, we're supposed to honor ladies and treat them like you would your own mother. And in the early days of ISKCON, we had a hard time with this concept because of ego. The men, they put the ladies in the Bhagavatam class. They say, the temple president may say, okay, all the ladies, you can hear Bhagavatam class in the stairwell. All right? You're just a distraction to the men. You're less intelligent. we, you know, we, and you make, and make sure that they're in the back of the room during the kirtan, so that we, the men, don't see them. So there was a lot of abusive behavior. But Srila Prabhupada, he had a little bit of different behavior towards the ladies. If you want to judge what is proper behavior and improper behavior, Prabhupada, according to time, place, and circumstance, in the very beginning, treated the his lady disciples quite nicely. I mean, traditionally, they didn't get Brahmin initiation. He awarded Brahmin initiation towards ladies. Traditionally, they're not considered to be fit to go on an altar. He allowed them to go on the altar. He even allowed ladies to, for instance, pay their dandavats. And according to Vedic culture, the women are not supposed to pay dandavats, because the personality of earth is female, and you shouldn't touch breasts with another female, okay? So when you pay your dandavats, so it has nothing to do with, okay, we can pay dandavats and you can't, and so we're superior to you. Okay, and so on. You know, you're supposed to listen to your husband and serve him faithfully. But guess what? What is it that is a diva soul is a characteristic of a diva soul. All right? Krishnara Nityadas. He is an eternal servant of Krishna. So, in spiritual reality, we are considered females also. Materially, we have some differences, but spiritually, you know, we're on the, we have the same instruction. And men, I mean, women are supposed to listen to their husband and do whatever they say. But then if you look in the purports, even this one, good husband is there. All right? So they have to serve a good husband. And if they get a bad husband, then they can... Actually, it's described in the third canto in this past time with Kardama Muni and Devahuti, that if a woman finds that she has married a man who cannot follow the four regulative principles, that she should not serve him, that she should separate herself from such a man, but she should never marry again. Okay? She should wait and give him some chance to rectify himself. So, as the history of ISKCON goes, you know, the men have a tendency to break the four regulative principles more than the women, and the women have a tendency, if their husband goes bad, to remarry, and that's against the rules also. So, you know, we're kind of like equal on that level, but, and... You know, we have some, both sides have pluses and minuses, and it's not really our business to judge, and condemn someone who is less than you. Actually, in a spiritually advanced personality, trinada pisunitena, tododa pisahisuna, amanina madanena, kirtanyak sadahadi, that you should be more tolerant than a tree. So sometimes, you know, if you're a man and you're more spiritually advanced than your wife, Your wife might say some words to you that are not very palatable, but it's described that when there's familiarity, there's contempt. So it is natural for husband and wife to abuse each other to some degree, and that we should not take this abuse very seriously. So the husband and wife, the quarrels and the misunderstandings, if one is the superior, he tolerates it. Whereas, and he controls his emotions and is a man, because in Latin it's described that a woman is wo man, okay, which means man with emotion. So they have a little difficulty in this regard, because they have a more a tendency to be on the emotional platform, whereas here we see Daksha, he went off the emotional platform and had learned his lesson from action that had taken place in a previous life with Lord Shiva, and he lost his head because of it, and controlled himself with Narada Muni, felt bad about saying things he did to Narada Muni, judging him incorrectly, and so therefore avoided and felt bad, and so therefore got over the Vaishnava aparad. Whereas this getting angry and furious and holding grudges and never letting go, this is a feminine trait. So a man, a living entity in a male body, they actually be a woman by character, by personality, according to strict definition of the term. And a woman may be quite controlled and doesn't get angry so easily, and she may, you know, have male qualities. So it's described that it should be, that choosing a husband and choosing a wife, it should be very, very carefully done by the parents, so that their husband, their daughter or their son will be able to go through this ashram in a very, very peaceful way and get over it, so to speak. Because if you go through the grihastha ashram properly, then you're going to get some detachment. Shushusho sadadanasya vasudeva kataruti shan mahatsevya vipra punyatirta nisevanat. Because if you serve advanced souls, you'll get affinity for hearing the message of Vasudeva, and your heart will get purified. So a woman may get an advanced, spiritually advanced husband, and she'll serve him, and she will also develop attachment. But because she has a weaker body that is materially less intelligent, she requires protection on the material platform. She might not be so competent in fixing a drain that that leaks, a pipe leaks, and she may not be so competent in that. She might not be as strong when a storm comes in Mayapur to open, to close the windows, because the wind is blowing so hard. And she may require the help of a stronger man to, do this job. And on and on and on. So it is time to stop. And I hope I made the ladies feel a little better than I made them feel a few weeks ago. Okay? Any questions? Remember, no loaded questions. Yes.
Very nice class with nice topics covered. Even if you say women are less intelligent, materially, spiritually, we don't mind. It's accepted. But if the husbands are bad, then it is told we can stay separate, I mean, without serving them, so that give them time to come back. But also Prabhupada wrote like that, and he told Pisima to serve the husband very nicely, though he's a meat eater and all that. So I have a maid servant with this problem. So how to guide people on this respect? It's very confusing.
Srila Prabhupada said, when you think about things in time, place, and circumstance, you have to be very intelligent. You see, Pishima was a very advanced, spiritually advanced soul. So she, by her association, lifted her husband up. And by the association of his wife, although he was very fallen, he gradually got it. And by the end of his life, he became a devotee. So here's an instance of a woman, like practically, lifting up her husband, which is opposite what it's supposed to be. But, so therefore, she stuck with her husband because she's on the spiritual platform and had compassion for him. And a higher principle of helping her husband make spiritual advancement nullifies the lower principle of, not serving a husband who is fallen. Okay? Any other questions? Is that okay? Yes.
Very beautiful answer. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your class. And our question is that several times I've had friends approaching me and talking about that how to help their children to get married. And it seemed to me that we might not have a clue how to help them and that.
Mm. Well, our children need training just like we did. And otherwise, they may be born in the Hare Krishna movement, but they're going to make the same mistake that we did if we don't train them properly. And it's described that as far as men goes, the male, according to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is unqualified based on relationship to spiritually train their sons. So, we hear in the Mahabharata and the Ramayana that sons from cultured families, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, from these cultures, they go to Gurukula. And they are under the guidance and care of a spiritually advanced personality, and they get training and they get develop good habits, because in a Gurukula it's like you're cool if you control your senses, and it's cool, you're like looked up to if you're absorbed in progressing spiritually. Whereas materially, and if you send your children to like a public school, especially in America, but now in India, if a boy doesn't have a girlfriend, he's a loser. Or he may not even be gay. Okay? So it's very important that as far as the boys are concerned, that you give them proper guidance. That means give them the guidance of others because you're disqualified. I mean, what did we do to our sons? We played with them, we joked with them, and you know, just gave them good food to eat and, you know, toys, and so they don't take us very seriously. But if you give them to a guru, a spiritually advanced personality, then they get a different perspective on what is good behavior and what is bad behavior. And if they don't act properly in the Gurukula, then you're a loser. Okay? So there's this association factor. And as far as girls go, they're not meant for renunciation. And they have a better ability to stay faithful and respectable to their parents. But they still need training, and that means spiritual training. And these parents have to make sure that although the girls, they stay at home, that they are encouraged to take up the association of guru, sadhu, and shastra. And then they can see things in proper perspective, and they should also not be thrown into the slaughterhouse of material existence by going to school where they get different understandings, and the barometer is if you're successful by how many boyfriends you have by the time you graduate, instead of you've gathered these qualities of chastity and faithfulness to your parents and respectability to your parents. You've maintained that through your teenage years. Okay? Yes. And by the way, it is almost 8 o'clock. If someone wants to leave, you have my permission. Okay? Yes, Mataji. Thank you for coming closer, because I'm an old man. I'm starting to lose it in my hearing department. I appreciate that. There you go.
Yeah, I'm a Sankirtan devotee. I go out and books all the time. And I preach a lot to non-devotees, Kavis. And it's really hard for them to accept that females are less intelligent. I mean, I came from a co-ed school where the women act like just totally mutilated the men
material
intelligence. So, like, it's just really a put off to most Westerners, females, to hear that. So I try and avoid saying that. And
good.
So I struggle with it myself, because I see that, you know, like, there are a lot of men out there that aren't intelligent, and there are a lot of females out there that have more intelligence than men.
Yep.
And a lot more logical. And also, where in Shastra does it say, my own benefit, that females are less intelligent? Because I haven't come across any shlokas that say that.
Oh, shloka. Well, do you know a shloka that says that? Sriyo Vaishishtata Sudras Te Pi Yanti Param Gacham. Less intelligent people. It's very good. And it's a woman that remembered this sloka, not a man. Okay? So give her some credit, guys. So, yeah, what about Prabhupada would say that, you know, my devotees, they're not the ladies, you know, they're not ladies, they're spiritual. You shouldn't, you know, put them in this box as a lady. He had a great regard for even for Jamuna. He regarded Jamuna tremendously. Sometimes, even in India, he had her give lecture. Okay? Now, this was in the beginning, and the devotees were these dancing white elephants. Okay, so he treated the ladies a little differently as time went on, and also in regards to Mother Jamuna. One time they were in Allahabad at the Kumbh Mela, and Mother Jamuna had this habit of sitting up front when Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture. And one of the sannyasis said, "Hey, get in the back." All right? And Jamuna was like quite upset. And Srila Prabhupada said, "Yes, this is actually, this is proper behavior for a lady." But he hadn't stressed this to her before. And according to time, place, and circumstance, gave her a different instruction later. And this was a hard pill for Mother Jamuna to swallow because of habit. And she eventually, because of men not understanding that the ladies are supposed to be in the back, and although they're so-called less intelligent, you still honor and you respect and maybe even serve women. So, there was one sannyasi who's not a sannyasi anymore, who said, because there's a Chanakya Pandit sloka, 2, 4, 6,